time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Pottsville State Farm Insurance and by May Adam Law Firm.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Pottsville State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Pottsville State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Pottsville State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre, since 1881.
Are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day?
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood here on KGFX. Of course, we got a lot of events going on as we continue to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Of course, coming up in June and July, it'll be the Boots and Roots over in Fort Pierre. But before that, it's going to be a Liberty bell ringing event coming up tomorrow in front of the Soldiers and Sailors Building here in the Capital City. Joining me this morning from the South Dakota Historical Society, Kevin Larson. Kevin, tell us a little bit more about the event and why ringing of the state's Liberty Bell is so symbolic.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. So as you are probably well aware, my day job is the public information officer for the State Historical Society. And then as part of that privy, I'm out and about promoting some amazing events we got going on. So the premier event coming up tomorrow is America's 250th birthday as part of the entire year-long events. We're doing a ceremonial Liberty Bell ringing. So the Liberty Bell is in front of the Soldiers and Sailors Building there on Capitol Street, just across from the Capitol. So what we're doing at 12:30, everybody is highly encouraged to attend this gathering out front. I understand the weather is going to be extremely amazing coming up tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the 50s, lower 60s tomorrow. So it's going to be a perfect afternoon for an amazing, amazing outdoor event. So we're going to have Senator Tim Reid from Brookings. He's on the 250 Commission. He is going to speak. My supervisor, Dr. Ben Jones, state historian, he's going to speak. Lieutenant Governor Tony Van Huysen, he's going to speak. And then Governor Roden is going to speak as well at this event. Starts at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Then Governor Roden will do the ceremonial bell ringing. So fun fact for you. So back in 1950, every state received a replica Liberty Bell as part of post-World War II war bond purchases. So essentially it spurred folks to buy war bonds. And this Liberty Bell toured 102 cities across South Dakota. Don't ask me why I know that, I just do. 102 different communities, towns. I went to different parades, you know, around July 4th time frame and kind of spurred that. Statistically, South Dakota's was one of the highest involvements in purchasing of said war bonds statistically per population. So with that being said, I was surprised to find out in all my research that this bell has not been rung since that time of 1950. Maybe some kids were probably messing around one night, whatever, but the bell actually itself has never been rung since 1950. No ceremonial, no nothing. So as far as we are aware through our research, it was never rang in 76 years. So now it's time to ring it once again. And you know what? It's one of those highlights of the Capitol grounds. So when you're out walking around, just take a look at the plaque in front of it as well. Better yet, come on out 12:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Well, and Kevin, you mentioned not being rung in 76 years. I'm a little concerned that we might develop a crack like the original Liberty Bell the years.
But yeah, other people have said that same comment, but I think it was built to last, obviously. So
absolutely. So, of course, it's installed at the Founders Museum on the first floor of the state capitol. Tell me a little bit more about that museum and how the Historical Society kind of came about to bring that to the area.
Yeah, so after we ring the bell, everybody's invited to check out the Founders Museum on the first floor of the state capitol. So that's going to be put up throughout the day today. And the first reveal is tomorrow afternoon, right around 1 o'clock after this event. So it will highlight all of the founding fathers of our great nation. So when folks are in session, when folks are touring the Capitol, they can learn more about all our founding fathers. And just an amazing way for folks to get involved in a year-long celebration of America's 250th birthday. We're doing it well, and I think we're going to be even more involvement this year than we had back in 76 with the bicentennial. Obviously, I was even a thought back then. But in any case, lots of folks remember the bicentennial and all those parades. My dad actually had a massive cake in the big town of Canova parade. So this was back in 76. My dad was in high school, and they created this massive cake. Nobody popped out of it, but in any case, somebody, my dad created that along with his father, my grandfather, as part of their promotion in Canova to celebrate the bicentennial. So a lot of those small towns back in 76 had a parade, so we're encouraging everybody to get involved. If that's just having a potluck, gathering, community, friendship, all those great things that our nation was founded on back 250 years ago.
Absolutely. So again, the bell ringing going to be taking place tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 Central Time on the lawn of the Soldiers and Sailors Building, located at 425 East Capitol Avenue, across from the State Capitol here in Pierre, with various speakers. Kevin, if folks want to learn more about some of the work that the Historical Society is doing to kind of highlight 250 years for the nation, how can they do that?
Yep, so visit our website, americas250.sd.gov. Better yet, follow us on Facebook, America250SD on Facebook. Follow us. And also get involved by becoming a member of the Historical Society, so history.sd.gov. Small donation gets you 4 editions of the quarterly journal to read everything about South Dakota history mailed straight to you just for a minimal donation. And all the funds raised go towards ongoing expenses, you know, so it's a great win-win situation for everybody.
Absolutely. So again, thank you for coming in this morning, Kevin. We will talk to you again soon.
We'll see you later.
Again, Kevin Larson with the State Historical Society talking about the America's 250th Commission bell ringing coming up tomorrow afternoon here in Pierre.